Okay, tell me about how oil was formed. I mean, since childhood, it's been my understanding that it was the dinosaurs, that whatever killed the dinosaurs, they fell down dead, and they eventually turned into petroleum.
Well, not quite. Dinosaurs make up much of the petroleum. There are a number of different kinds of oil. Most of it's formed in seabeds where fecal matter and animals die. They collect on the bottom of the seabed. And the important part is that the seabed has to have a certain kind of circulation pattern which deprives that of oxygen. So all of this stuff builds up in that area, and it can't decompose. And so over years, as sediments pile on top of it, all of this carbon is locked in that. So then you need something else. Then you need it to be buried deep. You need it to be buried about a mile deep below the surface. So once it's buried at that depth, it gets hot, and it basically cooks this stuff and turns it into oil. Well, then you need one more thing. Well, you need two more things now to get at it. You need it to be cooked in a strata of soil that allows it to percolate through so you can drill into it and pull it out. You also need a nice solid rock over the top of it called a cap rock, which prevents it from leaking out over millions of years. A one drop leak in a million barrel oil field will deplete it in geological time. So you need all of these conditions to be met, and we know where those conditions could be satisfied, and we've basically looked in those places. If in fact there is oil that hasn't been discovered, then what's going to happen is we're going to go, oh, we weren't quite right on all the stuff that needed to be there. We weren't knowledgeable about the geology. There's another way to form oil. But as long as oil was formed the way that all oil to this point has been formed, we've pretty much looked everywhere.
Gee, that's discouraging. It's also upsetting that it wasn't a dinosaur. I bet you about 80% of the people or better believe that our oil has come from dead dinosaurs. Not true.
In fact, there was the very nice Sinclair commercial where they showed, this was, I don't remember, in the 70s, yeah, where they showed the dinosaur actually.
I remember that.
And they said, put a dino in your tank.
Yeah.
So they perpetrated that myth.
So it's a gigantic myth.
Yeah.
Well, they may have contributed in some manner. What is it that put put all the rock on top of the appropriate material to compress it in the way you talked about? I mean,
so there are a lot of things. So one thing that happens is that you have seasonal tidal flows. So for instance, you can build up all this material, and then you have rivers that run into the sea, and they'll drop sediment each year, and it'll gradually compress it and push it down deeper and deeper and deeper.
Right.
So it's just a seasonal process that buries it a few inches a year over millions of years. It gets down there into that 1 mile deep region where it gets hot, 200, 300 degrees Fahrenheit, and it needs to be cooked.
So we would need millions of years to generate new oil in the manner you just described.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, okay, doctor. So it wasn't the dinosaurs. Although, even you would have to admit that they probably were part, at least, of the biomass that then became oil millions of years later, yes?
Possibly, but you know, the my dinosaurs is actually in coal beds. So your coal probably has a part of dinosaurs in it. They do find fossils in coal beds.
Well, then the process that created oil, to some degree, is always underway.
Yes.
But not enough of it.
Yeah, it takes a long, long time. Yeah, you've got to build up just many, many feet of this organic matter and sink it deep into into what we call the oil window in order to get it to turn to this. So it is a long process.
Bob in Colorado Springs asks, why can't we make use of a similar process that the earth itself uses to make oil? No?
We can. In fact, that's what oil shale is. In the oil shale, the organic matter never got buried, and so it was never cooked into oil. So what we need to do is take this stuff and actually heat it up and cook it to make it into oil. So that's exactly what we would do. We would take that organic matter and do that. The problem is, of course, you have to put energy into something to heat it up. And so by the time you've put that energy in, often it comes out that you've used more energy to turn it into oil than you would get back.